ABC News World Headquarters. This is ABC World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. And we begin here with the massive manhunt underway at this hour. Schools closed, thousands of children kept home in Pennsylvania. All of this after a deadly shooting, a man targeting state troopers on the loose. And look at the pictures they put out tonight. This is the suspect in full military gear. He often took part in war reenactments. Tonight, authorities say he's terrorizing neighborhoods, fantasy becoming reality. And what's worse, they say he is a skilled shooter. And this evening, their message, we are coming for you. ABC's Lindsay Davis is right there tonight.
This small Pennsylvania community on edge tonight. Nearly 10,000 kids kept home from school today. Classes canceled. Families shuttered inside. Police revealing chilling new details about the 31-year-old man they say killed a state trooper and is on a mission to kill again.
Freen has engaged in a personal battle with law enforcement.
Police say Eric Freen belonged to a Pennsylvania military simulation group that reenacted battles among Eastern European armies. They released pictures showing him in military uniform, toting a large rifle. Their warning, Freen may now actually believe he's a soldier in combat.
In his current frame of mind, Freen now appears to have assumed that role in real life.
Police say Freen recently altered his appearance, shaving the sides of his head.
Investigators believe that this change was made as part of the mental preparation to commit this cowardly act.
Freen's father says his son is a skilled shooter who, quote, doesn't miss.
This would typically be the time of day that you'd hear the hustle and bustle of kids coming home from school, but instead, you only hear the sounds of the country. In fact, you barely even see much activity outside of these houses at all.
Sue Hoke is hunkered down with her son, Joey, admitting to us for the first time she's afraid in her own home.
What are you doing to protect yourself?
Oh, I have my gun loaded, ready to go in case I have any problems.
Police trying to calm the public tonight and delivering a personal message to the suspected killer.
In the event you are listening to this broadcast while cowering in some cool, damp hiding place, I want you to know one thing. Eric, we are coming for you.
David, more than 150 officers on the hunt tonight for this dangerous man. Some of them right here on patrol just outside of the police barracks, doing what they can to stop him before more lives are lost. David?
Lindsay Davis leading us off tonight. Lindsay, thank you.